What is it about this particular region that attracted you?
You have one of the most beautiful regions in the United States. Your beautiful Appalachian mountains, and especially in central Appalachia, where the mountains are stark and steep, and the most biodiverse region of North America. And at the same time, you have a highly industrialized area, or at the time when I started, through the coal miners. So it's rural, it's industrial, and you have a fantastic heritage of Appalachia, and I knew something about it, and it grew on me.
One section of the book that I found, well, I found the whole book fascinating, but one section that was interesting was looking at the social landscape, where you went around and took pictures of various communities, and I was interested in learning what you saw were the similarities between the communities you visited and the differences.
Oh, my God, it's so amazing. Let me just start by saying this. The more I got into different communities in Appalachia and different counties, different hollows even, different towns, the more there was to it, and the more I realized it had so much, I could never really cover everything. And the more I realized I didn't even know. I mean, the more I learned, the more I realized there is to learn. And the more I saw, the more I realized there is to see. And the social landscape, I'm looking through it myself now. And I see I have this beautiful farm landscape, the sheep landscape from out in western Pennsylvania, and at the same time, the industrial town of Ellsworth in western Pennsylvania. I have the little the Kermit, the little group of newsboys that were getting ready to go out on there and distribute their newspapers, or maybe they had just finished, and the little family grouping with them. I went back to Kermit, West Virginia, in one of my, around 2002, because that photograph I made in 1968 is one of my earliest photographs in this book. And then I went back in 2002 or 2003, and it was gone. I mean, the building in back of it, the structure was gone. It looked different. It was still there, but it was totally changed.
Do you keep in touch? You have some children in there and some minors, and some of them you mentioned have died, but others you don't say what happened to them. Do you keep in touch with the people that we're looking at in the book?
Well, I had gone back and visited this guy, Charlie Blevins, who ran the Red Robin Inn, and that's in my social landscape book. A picture of a wall in his Red Robin Inn. And so I visited him again after more than 30 years later. And it was just a month and a half after I visited him, he died of lung complications. And he had black lung when I visited him. He was on a oxygen tank a lot of the time, but he stopped and played one of his banjos and sang a couple of old-time mountain songs for me. But then in order to get more of his story, I was able to talk with his daughter by phone, and she was so helpful in giving me more of his early life and family life so that I could put it in this book.
There was one person, Toby Moore. He seemed interesting.
Toby Moore, that's a fascinating story. Thank you for asking about him. You see, Toby Moore was the first underground portrait miner that I made a photograph of. It was back in Eastern Coal Company. It was a subsidiary of the large company Pittston. And it was in Stone, the headquarters were in Stone, Kentucky, in Pike County. So I had followed some other miners with their permission one morning from Williamson, West Virginia, over the bridge into Kentucky to get to that mine. And I had no special introduction, no permission. And I just started photographing a little bit on the mine site while miners were waiting for their shift change. One of the foremen who had become friendly with me said, "How would you like to go inside?" Of course, I wanted to all the time. I was too shy or hadn't even gotten around to asking, "Can I go in?" And so I said, "Yeah, I'd love to, but I didn't bring a flash." He said, "Okay, we'll provide the lights for you." Because I hadn't even expected to get that opportunity at that time. So one Saturday morning, a few days after that conversation, I was inside their mine, the old House Branch mine. And this guy, I didn't know his name, this black miner came by. I asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm on my lunch break." And I said, "Could I take your portrait?" He said, "Okay." And I was able to make this guy's portrait. Some 32 years later, because I never got the guy's name. So 32 years later, I was showing a book of my photographs or a portfolio that I had made to Thomas Allen, when I revisited Chatteroy, West Virginia, where I'd spent two summers and staying with a family, the Johnson family. Thomas Allen was one of the few people I found still in the same area on School Street. And so I met him and chatted with him and showed him my photographs. And then when he saw that black miner, he said, "I know that man. He's my friend Toby Moore." And then he proceeded to tell me some of the story, which I have in my book. And it was Toby Moore, his work buddy, they worked together, who convinced Thomas Allen to retire while he still had his health and could enjoy life. And subsequently, of course, Toby Moore had passed away, so I never had the opportunity of meeting him or talking to him again.
Why do you think Toby Moore captures people's attention?
It's unadulterated real. I'm looking at the portrait again, and there were other things that I like about it. It's a very rich photograph. It's in tonalities, and it has a lot of black, and has a lot of light, and a lot of contrasts, and also subtle tones of grays. So it's about photography also. It's about the beauty of photography as well as about the beauty of this man, both the outer beauty and the inner beauty. And it at the same time speaks of an intense life. And that, in effect, is maybe what I'm trying to say, or what I see and I saw in Central Appalachian coal fields of the United States. And maybe it is what I feel about America. Can Toby Moore and can this work be a metaphor for America?
So Donna Muncy, her photograph also attracted me. Here's this 10-year-old girl that you photographed at one point who's now obviously an adult. And my thought was, what's she like now?
Oh, that's so amazing. Just a regular person. But, you know, we talked about her family. She said, you know, when they were growing up, they were a family of, I think, five children. And they were a big family. And said, we were poor. We didn't have much. But we didn't really think of ourselves as poor because I guess a lot of people were just like them then.
One of the things that struck me about your book from the standpoint of an Appalachian is that it reflects a cultural diversity in this region that a lot of people from the outside just wouldn't see or document.
Yes. Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to go beyond and get past all kinds of stereotypes and get beyond romanticizing or denigrating. I wanted to avoid those pitfalls. And as a photographer artist, I mean, you must, you know, it's easy to fall into those things. either romanticizing, glorifying, or on the other hand, denigrating, or looking down, or being condescending. And you can do that without even thinking about it if you're not aware of it. And what helps is, for me, what helped is being willing to be open and honest with people and sharing with people what I'm trying to do, and being willing to tell them what I'm trying to do, and then being willing to talk to them and listen to them and spend time. And for the most part, it worked. And most people were pretty open to me and pretty helpful and allowed me into their lives.
What do you hope people gain from going through the book, perusing the photographs, reading the information you have in it?
Well, I hope they gain a greater understanding of Coalfield at Appalachia, Central Appalachia, understanding it's an important part of American heritage, the meaning of America. You can find it right there in Central Appalachia, the beauty, the heartbreak, and the love, and the desecration, and the intense humanity, and yes, some inhumanity also. So I think that if you look at my book and my photographs, I'm hoping you'll just have a greater appreciation of Appalachia and of America.
Well, Builder Levy, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.